end of the McLaren Health Plan phone line is our good friend Kathleen Levy. She is with the Lansing State Journal. She's been there forever. She's probably going to own the paper sometime soon. How'd you like that headache?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
How's the girls?
They're awesome, thank you.
Have you got them off to school yet?
Nope, they don't go for a little bit.
All right.
They're kind of listening right now.
Well, Kathleen, just when you think things are going to calm down a little bit, a controversial church is going to be protesting at East Lansing High School. That is the headline in a story that you wrote in today's Lansing State Journal. Here comes Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, and these are the people, for people who are not familiar with this group, these are the people who believe that our military deaths in Iraq and Afghanistan are a punishment from God because America condones a homosexual lifestyle. And when you talk about radical fringe, they're quite radical fringe. But they do have free speech rights under the Constitution, and that allows them to protest at military funerals, which they're probably most well known for, and to schedule protests like this one at East Lansing High School next week.
Well, it is scheduled, according to your story, on Thursday from 2:50 to 3:20. Obviously, that's the time the kids get out of school. I wonder why they picked this, not only this school, but this time.
You know, and I attempted to contact the group yesterday to ask them specifically as to that question. Now, I do believe that that time of day is when the students are getting out of school, so it would make probably sense, you know, if they to have the maximum visibility when kids are getting out of school. As far as why East Lansing and why now, I think those are both good questions. They will be protesting in the Detroit area earlier in the day at both a Muslim and a Jewish centers. So I guess they felt like they just had extra time in the day and needed to add somebody else in.
Well, East Lansing High School has been very proactive as the principal sent a letter out to the students' families.
Yes, she did. And I talked yesterday with the superintendent and also with the principal, Paula Steele, and they are... You know, it's one of those situations where, because of their First Amendment rights, you can't really stop them from doing it, but they would like to control it as best they can in other ways. There also is a group of people who would like to organize some kind of peaceful counter-protest, and they have, they're kind of beating the drums on Facebook a little bit to get people to think up some ideas, and I believe there's a meeting for that group on Monday.
In the letter that Principal Steele sent out to the families, interesting point I think she makes is that this could be a teachable moment for students.
You know, and I think that that is probably the best way to handle this. This is the type of conversation that I would have with my kids also. Hey, do you understand what is about to go down here? And do you understand that these people may or may not hold the same beliefs as we do, but the Constitution of the United States gives them the right to say what they feel? You know, never mind the fact that they are saying this, I think, just to raise attention, you know, just to draw attention to themselves. But I think a teachable moment is probably a great way to go on this, because it will give you a way to take something constructive out of this situation.
All right, Kathleen, before I let you go, what's the process for paperwork that these protesters will have to undergo? I would imagine there's some licensing, and they have to get in touch with law enforcement officials.
My understanding is that the city of East Lansing is aware of this and has been working with the school district, and that the protesters are allowed on public property. I don't know if you need a permit to do that kind of thing, or if the city is definitely involved, and they'll be working with the school district to try to make this thing as painless as possible everyone.
This will be interesting, Kathleen, because back in the day when I worked at WILX-TV, when there were Ku Klux Klan demonstrations, one at the state capitol, one in Howell, one time I stood right next to KKK members as they were going through their rant and rave, and on the other time I was on the other side with the protesters protesting against the KKK, and this type of hate protesting, if you will, can turn ugly if not watched over very carefully.
Well, right, and I think that the counter-protesters all have that in mind. From the things they have been discussing online and on Facebook, they are well aware that they want to keep their distance from these people and do something that is quiet and calm as opposed to something that would incite some kind of altercation or interaction that that would get somebody in trouble.
Kathleen, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.